are welcome to the Rohi Word. You are about to be transformed by the power of God's Word through His servant, Pastor Emmanuel Mefo. Pastor Mefo is a teaching evangelist who preaches God's Word passionately with signs and wonders following. He serves as the founder and lead pastor of the Rohi Church, a Christ-centered, family-focused, and discipleship-driven ministry. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Now, let us hear the word of God.
Psalm 90, verse 14. The Bible says, "Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy." Somebody shall satisfy me early. You know, the reason why you need God to satisfy you early is that you don't want to be 70 before God blesses you with a car. I mean, what's the point in growing to 75, 80 before God blesses you with a car? Where will you take the car to? Where would you go? Apart from going to pick your grandchildren from school, what else would you be doing with the car? So somebody say, satisfy me early. The reason why we are doing this early blessing is that I have seen over the years that most of the time we get to September, October, and then now we are asking that the thing has delayed. Our blessing has delayed. The year is about to end. Nothing has happened. And people become very frantic, and people are crying, and people are screaming, and people are asking God, what is happening? What is happening? What is happening? It's in the last part of the year. Why wait till the last part before you start asking what is happening? So the Lord said, ask of me early, and I'll bring the early rain. And we are praying today that, Father, bring us an early blessing. That this year we will not wait till December before we see the blessing, but in the month of February, in the month of March, by April, that blessing is coming in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have been depending on God for, whatever you have been praying for, whatever you have been asking for, I pray by the grace of God that in this first quarter of the year, you will begin to see the manifestation of that blessing. I said you'll begin to see the manifestation of that blessing. I said you'll begin to see the manifestation of that blessing. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy. Satisfy us early. Satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Why should you be sad, depressed, almost all your days? Towards the end, then you'll be glad. Let me ask you a question. If God is going to heal me, why would He wait for me to be sick for 3 years before He heals me at the end of the third year? How does it benefit God to keep me sick for 1 week if He will heal me? Why should I go through it for 2 weeks if eventually He will take me out of it? Why would He not take me out in the beginning? Are you understanding me? The first day is okay. I have learned the lesson. If at all God has to use it to teach me a lesson, and I don't think God uses sickness to teach anybody a lesson. It sometimes God uses it to prove to the devil that you are loyal to Him, like He did in the case of Job. But it is not for Him to show you a lesson. God does not teach lessons with sicknesses. God knows you. He's not now coming to try and see if you will fail or you will stand. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So if God will heal me in 3 days, why not now? If God will bless me in 6 months, why not now? If God will give me a wife, if God will give me a husband, and He has planned that this year He'll give me the husband, why wait till December and not February? If God is going to allow me to marry anyway and I'm ready to marry, why is He waiting? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So sometimes it is not God that is waiting. There are certain encumbrances that are stopping the flow of the blessing. There are certain things that are stopping the flow of the grace. There are certain things that are blocking the entrance of the grace. And that's what we are dealing with now. Tell somebody, this year, I said this year, I am taking my blessing early. Early. It's not going to be late. So I pray to God for somebody that may God satisfy you early. May you be satisfied early financially. I said may you be satisfied early financially. May you be satisfied early maritally. May you be satisfied early academically. Why should you wait till you are 70 before you get your doctorate? When somebody got his doctorate at 24, what were you waiting for? Where were you? Why should you wait till you are 60 before you get 300,000 Ghana cedis in your bank account? When somebody has $300,000 and the guy is 20 years and he didn't steal it. Are you in the church? I want to stretch your mind to begin to believe God to access the greater things that are hidden that you must get. I said, satisfy me early. I said, satisfy me early. I said, satisfy me early. Why give me a husband when I am 45 and I'm struggling to have a pregnancy? Are you understanding me? Somebody shout, satisfy me early. No, no, no. It's enough of the delays. Enough of the financial delays. Enough of the academic delays. Enough of the marital delays. Enough of the delays. Somebody say, enough. 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 In this, our community that we live, is only a few role models that we have. So sometimes when you are saying some of these things, people are wondering that, hey, but even my father, when he was building, he was 65. And my mother has not even married my father properly. And so these things that you are saying, they are not real. They are very real. I said they are very real. Even if it's not real in your house, it will be real from your time. I said, even if it's not real in your house from today, it will be real because of you. Your house will become the reality in the name of Jesus. Where people prosper young, where people build young, where people marry young, where people have children young, where people are blessed by God young, where people are settled in their youthful age. I speak over somebody's life. When you would become your millionaire, you will not be 90. You will be 40. You will be 30. You will be 28. God will give you an idea that will turn your life around. Are you the one I'm talking to? If you are one, say I am. I come against every spirit of opposition in this atmosphere that stops people from prospering before their time, that stops people from prospering. I speak a blessing over your life. May that curse be broken. Receive the blessing to marry early. Receive the anointing to marry early. If you are 30, 35, 40 year old man, you don't have land, you don't have a house, I declare over your life that an early blessing will locate you. You will buy land, you will build houses, you will do what nobody has been able to do in your family. Receive this blessing in the name of Jesus. I said, receive this blessing in the name of Jesus. There's nothing I'm declaring that I have not seen. I built my house before the age of 35. By the age of 30, I was almost in my house. I speak over your life. By 28, I was married. By 29, I had my first son. Are you understand what I'm saying? By 32, my business was running. God has been good to me. He has broken barriers for me. I speak over your life in the name of Jesus. That same God who brought me an early blessing, that by the age of 30, I was seeing life. May that same God speak for you. May that same blessing come over your life. May that same grace locate you. May it locate you wherever you are. May it locate you in the front. Locate you at the back. Locate you in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, you are the one. Say, I am. And don't worry too much that I am not educated. I don't have a lot of intelligence. I don't have a lot of certificate. God does not bless behold because of your certificate. God does not call people's certificate before he blesses them. He does not call people's age before he blesses them. He doesn't check their name before he blesses them. When he says he will bless you, he will bless you. I make a declaration on this altar. Whatever your name is, this year, before the month of June, receive your blessing. Receive the blessing you have been praying for. Receive the blessing you have not even been praying for. Receive the grace that is upon our life. Let that same grace come upon you. Let that same grace come upon you. May men find you attractive. May great men find you attractive. May great women find you wise. May great businesses come to you. May great jobs locate you. I declare over your life, you will attract goodness. You will attract greatness. You will attract money. You will attract breakthroughs. If you are the one, say, I am. I declare in the name of Jesus that no evil will befall you. This is a year of an early blessing. This is a month of the early blessing. Receive an early blessing. Early blessing of money. Early blessing of school admission. Early blessing of scholarship. Early blessing of marriage. Early blessing of pregnancy. What you have been waiting for, receive it in the name of Jesus. Own property. I said own property. Build houses. Buy land. Buy car. Drive a car. Don't walk around and act as if I don't have a father. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I declare an early blessing. I said I declare an early blessing. When you wake up in the morning, declare upon yourself, I receive the early blessing of God. Satisfy me early. May God satisfy you early. May God satisfy you early. Whatever you call satisfaction, receive it early. What you call satisfaction, receive it early. May God give you a contract that will change your life. May God bring an idea that will change your life. May God give you access that will change your life. May God open a door that will bring blessing. I declare over your life, the pain you have seen, it will not return to you. The sorrow you have seen, it will not come back. Affliction will not come a second time. You are walking into a season of God's blessing, a season of God's favor, a season of God's multiplied grace, a season of great grace. In the name of Jesus, receive early blessing. It is yours in the name of Jesus. Early blessing, not delayed, not late. You are not going to be praying for a long time before it comes. You are not going to be waiting on God for too long before it comes. It will come and you will still be praying. The blessing will come and you continue praying. The marriage will come, you continue praying. The money will come, you continue praying. You continue dancing when the money comes. He's not going to wait for you to dance before the money comes. You will dance as the money comes. May God cause somebody to receive an early blessing. I'm tired of young people who are not educated. Young people who cannot marry. Young people who are not making progress. Young people who are not driving cars. Young people whose businesses are not working. And they keep telling them that when you grow a little, it will happen. When you grow a little, it will happen. I serve a God who knows how to bless a 12-year-old. I serve a God who knows how to bless a 17-year-old. I serve a God who knows how to bless a 21-year-old. I speak over your life. May that same God who located me in the backside of the wilderness, who located David in the backside of the wilderness, who located Joseph in the backside of the wilderness, who located Moses in the backside of the wilderness, may he locate you and bring you an early blessing. May your car come quickly. May your house come quickly. May the marriage come quickly. May finances come quickly. May your children come quickly. May the things that you pray for come quickly. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In life, there are some people, they go through the process before they see the blessing. There are others too, they skip the process. They skip the protocols. They don't wait in line. They don't stand in line. From today, when you go to receive anything, as you are standing in the line, they will come and call you that step out of the line. I need to talk to you. You will not be in the queue anymore. You will not go according to normal protocol. You will not go according to normal procedure. You will not go according to the natural occurrence of things. May God jump you. He jumped David. May he jump you. He jumped Joseph. May he jump you. He jumped Jesus. May he jump you. He jumped, he jumped, he jumped. May he jump you too. Do you know that David was not the firstborn? When the time of blessing came, David was not the firstborn. Number two, David was not present. Number three, David had been forgotten. But God spoke to the prophet and said that this is not the one. Number two, this is not the one. Number three, this is not the one. Number four, this is not the one. The prophet became tired and said that, God, where is the one? He said that there's another one in the backside of the wilderness. I said there's another one that is not here, but he's the one that the blessing is for. They will not sit down until you come. Your ministry will come forth. I said your business will come forth. Your marriage will come forth. We won't sit down until it comes. You are the one that the world is waiting for. You are the one. David was not the firstborn. Don't worry about the position you find yourself. Jacob was not the firstborn. God specializes in taking secondborns, thirdborns, seventhborns, twelfthborns, lastborns, the ones that are not remembered, the ones that are not known. It's okay if they don't know your name. It's okay if they don't care about you. It's okay if they don't talk about you. It's okay if they think you are useless. It's okay if they think that you don't matter. It's okay because that is the one God is looking for. God looked into the forest. He looked and saw David. David was being attacked by lions and he was there. He was being attacked by bears. He was there. His father had forgotten about him, but God never forgot. God has not forgotten about you. You may have gone through a lot of pain, but he has not forgotten about you. You may have been under attack, but he has not forgotten about you. Your time of visitation is here. I said your time of visitation is here. Your day of visitation is here. The prophet is here with his oil to move you from the backside of the wilderness and bring you to the front of the fight. If you are the one, say I am. God found Moses in the backside of the wilderness and called him by the fire. I speak over your life today. You will receive fire visitation. You receive a fire visitation. You receive a fire invitation that will move you from the wilderness into the forefront. You are not going to deal with animals again. You deal with the kings of your time. Moses was dealing with animals, but when God chose him and brought him out, he was now dealing with the king. You will deal with kings, the kings of your day, the kings of your time, the kings of the moment. In the name of Jesus, I declare early blessing over your life. He didn't stay there for long. He came to the front. David didn't stay there for long. He came to the front. Joseph didn't stay there for long. He came to the front. You are coming out. Receive an early blessing in the name of Jesus. Give me John chapter 5. I'm finishing shortly. John chapter 5. Give me verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. Verse 3. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the move of the water. Verse 5. Now a certain man was there who had issues, who was broke, who was unwell, who was sick, who was barren, who was jobless, who couldn't pay school fees, whose life had come to a standstill. Things were not happening. And this man had been there for 38 years. Maybe yours is 3 years. Maybe yours is 2 years. Maybe yours is 4 years. But this one has been there 38 years. Waiting for something to happen. Verse 6. When Jesus came along. Today Jesus will come along to you. Anytime Jesus comes around, there's a blessing. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? That was Jesus' question. This was the early blessing that had arrived. You have been there for 38. And normally, the angel comes, then the first person gets it, and then the rest are stuck. But you don't even have legs to jump in. So you'll be here for another 38 years and nothing will happen. But Jesus realized that this man, where he is, if he doesn't get an early blessing, if he doesn't get jumped, if we don't skip the queue, if we don't shut down the process, if we don't cut off the process and just make an exception, this man will never get an early blessing. And there are many people like that. If we say the process should continue, I don't know when you will drive. If we say the process should continue, I don't know when you will marry. If we say the process should continue, I don't know when you will buy a car. If we say the process should continue, I don't know when your child will go to university out of this country. If you say the process should continue naturally and normally, I don't know how a man will find you and marry you. I don't know how. For some people like that, we need Jesus to come in and put a stop to the process and make an exception and say that, yes, an angel must come down and step in the water and do this. But now that I am here, forget about the angel, I have come. I said today, forget about the angel, he's here. I said today, forget about the angel. If an angel were to come, he would only do one person. But when Jesus comes, he does everybody. When the angel came, it was only for one person. But you can be sure that Jesus went there, healed this one. And when he was leaving, the other one said, I'm also here. He said, get up. The other one said, chief, I'm here. He said, get up. The other one said, me too, I cannot walk. He said, get up. The other one said, me too, I cannot see at all. He said, begin to see. I speak over your life. The God that I serve, he's right here today, and he's putting a hold on every natural or unnatural process. jump the queue in the name of Jesus. Jump the queue in the name of Jesus. Jump the queue in the name of Jesus. May God give you your blessing. You don't have to join a queue before the blessing comes. The queue has been canceled. The process has been stopped. May God release a blessing over your life. If you are the one, say, I am the one. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Give me verse 7. The sick man answered him with a mistake. Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. This is one of the people. I told you in life there are some people. They wait for the process. Jesus has arrived. Early blessing has come. The man has come. He says that he's carrying early blessing. Are you going to receive the early blessing? Or he said, hey, such a word is coming to your life. You are sitting down and then you are talking. But Martina says, no man ko ye. School fees coming to you. Shut up for today. Shut up for today. The sick man answered, sir, I have no man to put me to the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps before me. I think Jesus got angry. Jesus got angry. Jesus didn't hear all the nonsense the guy said. Jesus said, tell somebody, rise. Tell somebody, receive it. That's what Jesus did. He said, what all this plenty talk, what is it? Shut up and just rise up and go away from here. May you shut up from today, rise up from your poverty and walk into wealth. Shut up from today, rise up from your poverty and walk into wealth. I declare over somebody, walk into wealth, walk into health, walk into blessings, walk into breakthrough, walk into deliverance, walk into honor, walk into marriage, walk into the labor world. I said walk into the labor world, walk into the maternity theater. May God deliver somebody from the position you find yourself and take you to the place you have been praying for, the place he has been expecting you to get to. Receive that blessing. Walk into that place. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Stop sitting here and crying all the time. I've come with the early blessing. Why are you still sitting down crying? And so there's this first group of people. They want the process, but those people, I don't like them. I like the second group of people. Should I describe the second group of people? The second group of people, you find them in Matthew chapter 8. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. So, a man came to Jesus, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. My family has been hijacked by the devil. An enemy has hijacked my marriage. An enemy has hijacked my finances. Some evil personality has entered my house and has taken charge of my children, and they are messing my children up. So the centurion came to Jesus and said, come and do something for me in my house. Then Jesus this time said that, no, you have to wait. There's a queue. This time Jesus himself said, wait, there's a queue. I'm busy doing something, so I cannot attend to you now. Just give me some time. Let me finish what I'm doing. When I finish, Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. But wait, kakra, my ear busy. And sometimes Jesus is also busy doing something, and you are crying. Watch verse 8. The centurion answered and said, that is the way we must be speaking. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Don't waste your time. I know you are busy. I know you are very busy. So I don't even have drink for you. I don't have offering for you. I don't have a seed for you. My child has been sick. I have spent all my money to take care of this child. So if you come, I cannot take care of you. I can't host you well. And this time, I'm also not sure what will happen if you wait. So God, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But wherever you are standing, whether you are standing on the altar, or you are standing among the people, or you are sitting in your car, or you are praying, or you are not praying, or you are not doing anything, or you are even eating, whatever you are doing, I don't have a problem with it. Because me, I'm a man under authority. I say to one, go, and they go. I say to another, come, and they come. Having seen you, you are also a man carrying authority. Wherever you are standing, just speak a word. Don't come to my house, speak a word. Don't come to my office, speak the word. Don't come to the hospital, speak a word. Don't come and visit me, just stay in your house and speak a word. Don't come to the parliament house, just stand here and speak a word. Don't come to the bank, stand here and speak a word. And I know, because of the person I am, when you speak a word, it will happen. He said, my servant will be healed. My servant will be healed. For I also, I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, he goes. And to another, come, he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Continue. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Today may Jesus marvel at your faith. I said, today may Jesus marvel at your faith. I said, today may Jesus marvel at your faith. This thing will happen according to your faith. You are going to skip every process. The soldier man said to him, don't just go through the process. I don't want the process. I don't want the process. I don't want the protocol. Forget about the protocol. Wherever you are, just stand there and say something. Wherever you are sitting, just sit there and say something. Wherever you are hopping, just hop around and say something. As you say something, my servant will be healed. And today I will say something over your life. I speak over your life that God will bless you. I speak over your life that God will deliver you. I speak over your life that God will heal you. I speak over your life that God will be merciful to you. I speak over your life that God will favor you. I speak over your life that God will bless you. I pray for excess blessing, abundant grace, multiplied favor over your life. I speak over your life. When your time comes for marriage, God will cause you to marry. When it comes for you to buy land, God will help you to buy. When you have to build, wisdom will come for you to build. You will drive without struggling. You will build without struggling. You will marry without struggling. You will have baby without struggling. You will go into the parliamentary house without struggling. Your political career will manifest without hustle. I speak as a man of God over your life. May money never be a problem for you. May you not lack any good thing. May your head be anointed with oil. May your cup run over. Surely, may goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. If you are the one I'm talking to, shout amen.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Emmanuel Mefo. We hope you are blessed by the message. Worship with us at the Rohi Church in Community 22 Tema. Every Sunday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Our youth services start from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock p.m. Tuesday evening service is from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. Download the Rohi Church app on Google Play and App Store for more life-transforming messages. Follow Pastor Emmanuel Mefo and the Rohi Church on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Call us on 0204-336-002 for counseling and inquiries. Rohi Church, loving God, making disciples, and invading globally. This message is brought to you by Hot Jobs Africa Limited.